Come on. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all in. We doing it late night, late of the week. It's been a long week. I've been meaning to get to the broadcast, but I'm here before the weekend. I'm going to get through it. I'm here. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Let everybody know that I'm live right now, man. We're going to have a good Friday night chopping it up. Retweet this. Put this on your Twitter. Let everybody know we're live, family. Making it do what it do. Don't forget to get your tickets and your vending information to the for the XBO, the FBA Expo, ladies and gentlemen. That's FBAExpo.com, FBAExpo.com. Get that right now. But while you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick commercial break while everybody's gathering in the room. I get on camera a little bit later. Don't worry, I get on camera. And while I'm getting ready to get on camera, let's take that quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Listen up, Squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG, that stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Have you been feeding your skin quality ingredients? Are you dealing with any type of skin condition such as eczema, hyperpigmentation, body acne, or discoloration? Here at Joy House Essentials, our triple whip shea butter is 100% handmade and whipped to perfection, guaranteeing results you will see and feel instantly. Give your skin the nourishment it deserves and stop using harmful, chemical-based products today. You can find us at www.thejoyhouseshop.net or give us a follow on Instagram at @JHEshop. Joy House Essentials, let's elevate together.
Entrepreneurs, take your business to the next level by joining the 3T family today. Do you need help with marketing your business? 3TMarketingGroup.com can help you at a very affordable rate, and they do all the heavy lifting for you while you focus on what's more important, that's building your brand. Do you need staffing for your business, or do you need a virtual receptionist? 3TVirtual.com has a roster of customer service professionals that's available 24/7 at your disposal. So get busy today. Visit 3TStaffingGroup.com for all the details. Level up, start 2023 with a bang.
This corrupt, but I'm here to let you know something. I'm gonna put you up on this Skype, the customizable
tipping app,
the only app paying out indie label music publishing. Trick out the app and get music publishing money on Skype. You can get music publishing money on this app called Skype. It's so super cracking. They set new trends to help FBA stack more paper. You gotta check out this app. It's on Google Play. App Store. Hey, I want to give big ups to Diplo. System D128 was cracking with you, DJ J-Mob. I see you. Know them my folks. But also, Lil Diesel, a.k.a. Dave Ski, was cracking with you. My guy, thanks for putting me up on
Skybert.
Good looking, man.
Skybert at ORG.
Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com. Check out the brand new cookbook series from Passaic Press exclusively on Amazon. They have so many books that will satisfy your cooking needs. They have titles such as College Ramen, Vegan Soup Recipes, Easy Meals, Easy Italian Recipes, Low Carb Vegan, Keto Meals for Beginners. They have so many titles, man. Anything that you have a taste for, they have some cookbooks that will satisfy your taste buds. So go to Amazon.com and type in Passaic Press. That's P-A-S-S-A-I-C Press. Check it out right now. What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com. to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Do I need to get on camera? Do y'all need to see a player? Do y'all want to see a player? If y'all want me to get on camera, we got to get them likes up. We got to get more views in here. If y'all want to get me on camera, come on now. If y'all want to see a player on camera, let's get them views up. Y'all start retweeting, reposting on your Facebook, post it on your IG story. Put the link up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get these likes up and get these views up. I know it's late. I know it's a weekend. I know you're out at the club tricking off your Amazon warehouse money. I know, ladies, you got that child support check and you went straight to Rainbow and got you a jumpsuit. About to go out here and make it do what it do at the juke joint. I know what you're doing. Dude, you got your little McDonald's minimum wage money. You about to go get you a sack and smoke out with one of your coworkers. I know what you're doing. But we're here. We're here, family. We're making it do what it do. When we get to 1,500 people, then I get on camera. We're close. When we get to 1,500, at least 1,500, we'll get on camera, and then we'll get the show on the road. But, man, glad to have it. Oh, damn, we got to 1,500 real fast. I said that, and damn, it popped up to 1,500. Damn, okay. All right, well, let me get on camera then. It hopped, the minute I said it, it hopped to 1,500. But let me, well, I said it, so let me hop on camera. Bam, there it is. FBA hairline all intact, flowing, growing. Man, how y'all doing, man? There's so much we got to talk about today, tonight. We're going to do some talk about the Dana-splaining that's going on. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But like I said earlier, everybody, you need to get your tickets for the FBA Expo happening in Dallas on Memorial Day weekend, a one-day event. It's going to be a phenomenal event, man, almost like a big black family reunion. We're going to have a great time in Dallas. The weather's going to be phenomenal. There's so many vendors signing up now. I can't wait to get around some of these brothers and sisters who are doing business. I'm so excited about the FBA Expo that's happening in Dallas. Get your tickets now, man. We got some reasonable vendor booths. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event, ladies and gentlemen. Also, with my LA people. Oh, yeah, the 85 South clip. A lot of folks saw the clip of me on 85 South. What they did, they released it on their streaming site. They got a streaming site, and I think they're going to put it on their YouTube channel. I don't know, probably in a week or so. But that's what a lot of people do. That they'll have a streaming site, they'll put something on the streaming site, and then they'll put it on YouTube a few weeks later to give people exclusive dibs, first dibs at certain things. But the clip from 85 South Show, people are fiending for more. Shout out to those brothers, man. Real good brothers. Real good brothers. Oh, man, we had a phenomenal conversation with those guys, man. My good FBA brothers, y'all ain't ready for that. We were that little, like, one-minute clip I put, oh, man, that ain't nothing. People are tripping on that one-minute clip. Dude, wait till you see the whole hour. Man, we're chopping up heavy game on there. Yeah, I went on there. A lot of folks don't know. They haven't put the whole thing out yet on YouTube. But we chopped up some heavy game, man. Brother Carlos, Chico Bean, DC Young Fly, solid, solid brothers, man. Real funny ass dudes, too. Real funny, dude. I love seeing them brothers perform. They got real great. They got good chemistry. And plus, they got that Southern hospitality that I miss. I miss a lot of that Southern hospitality. I really miss a lot of that stuff. But we're here, man. We're here. My LA people, we're going to have a big screening, a private event, a VIP event at the Hidden History Museum out here in LA in February. Oh, it's going to be fly. We're going to have food. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to have a screening in the museum. You guys are going to be the first to check it out. It's going to be very exclusive. And you guys are not going to want to miss it, all my LA people. I went to, do y'all want to hear about the court date today? Do y'all want to hear about that? Do y'all want to hear about my court date today? That's why I'm late doing the broadcast. I was in court all day today. Guys, I was in court today. When I say it was comedy, family, when I say that the court date was comedy, oh my goodness, it was so funny. So, and I got to be very careful about what I say, because the court date has been continued to next month, all right? So I got to be careful about what I say. The court date has been continued to next month, okay? Because the judge wanted some other information. But for those who don't know, y'all know certain moist fuckboys who are men stalkers say a lot of reckless stuff and do a lot of reckless stuff and harass. I don't know where this thing where dudes stalk other men, but I'm not the one for that. And we filed a case, and we're going to file some more cases. We're going to have a defamation case pretty soon, okay? So we got to start Tasha K-ing people, all right? We got to start Tasha K-ing people. See, I like what Cardi B did by putting Tasha K on the hot seat. That set a great precedent. So we got a civil case that's going to be popping a little later, but right now we got a civil harassment case. See, we're taking this thing in stages, getting everything documented. See, we're getting a lot of the actions of some of these fuckboys documented. And we had one of the head fuckboys in court today. Dude, first of all, this dude has the worst lawyer. Titty man, he has the worst lawyer ever. He had I don't know if he got his lawyer from Craigslist. The lawyer. Oh, yeah, this whole thing with all of this Tariq obsession, this nonsense. And now when it gets to the point where people are physically threatening and all of that old suckers. No, we got to do something about that. So we get the chunky fuck boy. We get him in court. He comes to court in a big ass Lane Bryant dashiki looking like Queen Latifah. He comes in there switching them hips in court and sneaking pictures and shit, trying to clout chase. Nigga, he's in court trying to clout chase, sneaking pictures. Look at this, Tariq. Like a big fat groupie. Look at Tariq right there. Look at Tariq got security. Look at all the security Tariq has. When I say this dude's lawyer was janky, Me and my lawyer were in there lighting his ass up. We in there just going to work on him and that janky lawyer. So they, and here's the thing. Y'all, some of y'all who know his get down, we documented all of the stalking, harassing, the defamatory comments, going up to my property and all of this whole shit. So they don't really have a defense. They don't, they have no defense. So, you know, they got to just make up something. They really don't have a defense. So his defense is him trying to pass himself off as a journalist. I'm a journalist. Like, you're not no damn journalist. So we're in there just grilling them. We're laying it all. We already got what we need. We done made all of his bullshit public record now. It's in the court records. So that's a victory within itself. All of his stuff is in the court. It's documented. You dig? The fact that you, a grown-ass man, had to get taken to court and have your stalking documented. You had to go to a grown-ass nigga. Think about this. A grown nigga had to leave his woman at home. Hey, baby, I got to go to court. You got to go to court for stalking a man. Women, how would you feel about your man going to court for stalking another man? So we in court, the lawyers, his janky lawyer. And here's the thing. The lawyer knew they were going to get the business. His lawyer was calling around trying to just settle stuff out of court with me. Up until last week, his lawyer was calling people in L.A. who knew me trying to have them talk to me about not going to court because they know they were going to get grilled. You dig? They knew we were going to go for the jugular, which we did. We going there. So that didn't work. So the janky lawyer wanted to cross-examine me. So, Mr. Rashid, for the court record, he kept mispronouncing my name. So, Mr. Rashid, as per your celebrity status, do you not have hundreds of thousands of peoples on Twitters? Yes, I do. Do you not have hundreds of thousands of peoples on Instagram? Yes, I do. Do you not have millions of peoples following you, and you had one of the biggest rallies in the country not too long ago, one of your biggest rallies? Is that not true? Yes. So you are a public figure, you understand me? And you are subjected to another level of scrutiny, Mr. Rashid. Well, I'm not, I shouldn't be subjected to physical threats and constant harassment. And fellas, this goofy Negro titty boy, you know how much of a clout chaser he is? So you know all of this, he's trying to get as much, this is his claim to fame is being associated with me. That's his life's claim to fame. So he's trying to, he was filming all outside the court, and he goes in while we're having a trial. This fool is sitting here with his phone, taping everything. This clown, because I said, I know this, I know he's an idiot. Please just be an idiot in court. Please be an, and he didn't. He didn't let us down. This fool was sitting in court while the proceedings going on. He didn't secretly taping with his phone on the desk. And yes, it's illegal. The deputy saw him. The deputy stopped the proceeding. Hey, sir, you're filming here. You can't film in court. Oh, I didn't know. The judge was like, hey, you can't do that. You know, that's illegal to film in the court. I'm sorry. I didn't know my phone was filming. Dude, this fool. So me and my lawyer were in there doing the Birdman hand rub. You stupid ass. So they ain't got no argument whatsoever. and they start throwing other people under the bus. The lawyer start dry snitching on random people. They're like, Mr. Rashid, are you familiar with Umar Johnson? Umar Johnson has said disparaging things about you, and he has threatened to fight you physically. Why did not you take him to court? And my lawyer was like, objection. What the hell does Umar Johnson have to do with this? These niggas threw Umar under the bus. They were in there dry snitching. Other people be talking about Tariq too. Tahaka, he almost said Tahaka Bay. He called himself. He didn't want to say that. They were in court dry snitching on people. Poor Umar. They threw Umar under the bus for no reason. I swear to God. They brought Umar up. Why are you throwing Umar under the bus? They were in there doing a gunner. They were in there dry snitching like a motherfucker. Dude, if I'm lying, I'm flying. I'm going to have to get the transcripts of the proceeding. But that ain't the killing part. Guys, if I'm lying, I'm flying. This is the killing part right here. Because they ain't got no argument. Guys, if I'm... Listen. The lawyer... The... Family. If I'm lying, I'm flying right now. I'm going to have to get the transcript. So the lawyer was like, Mr. Rashid, Your Honor, I have a question for Mr. Rashid. You are the producer of the Boochie Bear cartoon. Is it not a fact that Boochie Bear is based on my client? Me and my lawyer were like, we were trying not, we laughed. Nigga. I said, oh no, this nigga didn't bring up Boochie Bear. And the judge was like, what's so funny, guys? I said, nothing. The judge, what's a Boochie Bear? This dumb motherfucker brought up Boochie Bear in the court. I'm in there trying, my eyes are watering trying not to laugh. I swear to God, nigga. They brought Boochie Bear. These niggas had no defense at all. Nigga. Yeah, I'm like, no, I've never used his likeness or his name. And he let it go. The lawyer let it go. I wouldn't have been surprised if he stood up. Look, Your Honor, can my client stand up? Look at them hips. Is that not Boochie Bear? Do you see that dunk? That, I submit to you, is Boochie Bear. So, nigga, the judge was like, what in the hell are you talking about? Wait till I get the transcripts, ladies and gentlemen. Wait till I get the transcripts of this. So it's looking bad for them. It's looking very bad and they know it. Oh my goodness. It's looking extremely bad and he was in there lying and we're going to point out all the lies next time. So we're going to go for the jugular on the next one. But oh my goodness. Oh, it was a doozy. Oh, it was a doozy when clout chasing goes wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I dude, this was comedy. So, oh God, wait till I get them transcripts, dude. Wait till I get the transcripts. Oh, say the judge is gonna Google Boochie Bear. Oh, and even when the lawyer brought it up, he said it, he's like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said it. He realized how ridiculous that shit sounded in court. Even when he said it, he kind of looked down, oh Lord, did I really go there? Like, damn, I need to go back to law school. The judge was like, Boochie who? What's a Boochie? I wasn't about to explain what a Boochie was to the judge. Oh, God. The types of niggas we got out here in these streets. Man, y'all raising some fuck niggas out here, man. Good Lord. Whew. Anyway, man, let me get into what we're talking about now. Let me get into it, man. Oh, speaking of Bucci Bear, we got a new episode of Bucci Bear coming up. And the new episode of Bucci Bear is going to be on the streaming site on FBA Stream. You guys can go to FBA Stream now and sign up for FBA Stream. We're going to have the new episode exclusively on there first. We're going to have it on there first. So if you want to see, you want to be the first to see it, go to FBA Stream because it's going to be posted next week. Also, on FBAStream.com, we got all the Hidden Colors films. We got Buck Breaking. We got 1804. The new movie, American Maroon, that's going to be on there later in February. We also, we got some of the old Bucci, the other Bucci Bear episodes on there. Also, we got all the Crispy episodes up there. Oh, yeah. A lot of y'all don't know or aren't hip to the Crispy show. You know? We got the Crispy episodes popping up there. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah. So, FBAStream.com. Yes, we got all the Crispy puppet episodes. Yeah, so yeah, go to FBAStream.com. You can download the app. Yeah, you can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your laptop. You can download the app. You can watch it on your TV. So, yeah. Yes, indeed. FBAStream.com, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. So look, let's get into the main topic here. We're talking about Dana Splaining. And now, MMA owner Dana White. Is it MMA? Is he the owner of the UFC? He's the owner of the UFC, right? If I'm not mistaken. So Dana White, he was caught on video. Him and his wife, I think for New Year's, they got into an altercation. Him and his wife. And Dana White, you know, she kind of put hands on him. Then he starts smacking her up. He starts smacking that wife up. UFC, yes. So Dana White started smacking that wife on up. He put the pimp hand on her. Dana White had to... You know, he felt he had to put some pimp hands on her. He starts smacking her up. It's all somebody was filming it. Now, all we've seen from the sports industry and the commentators has been enough, a whole bunch of Dana splaining. They've been splaining for this man left and right. And here's the thing, man. These folks go out of their way. If a black athlete does something to a woman, they got to do the walk of shame. Oh, you got to apologize. You got to get suspended. Oh, you got to be vilified and demonized. Especially if you were even black owners and coaches. Hell, the black coach up there in Boston had him a little side piece, had a little sneaky link, the little white woman. They suspended him for having a sneaky link. He didn't abuse that woman. He abused that woman, but he didn't abuse her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tank Davis. They're running him through the ringer. Javonte. They're running him through the ringer. He just got, you know, he got arrested for domestic violence. Then his chick kind of backpedaled and said that he didn't do anything because she put feces on his toothbrush or whatever. And remember, I had Javonte on the broadcast years ago chopping it up. So, yeah, they're running him through the ringer. Ari Emanuel owns UFC. Okay, I got it. Oh, they Chris Brown, they're still talking about his domestic situation from over a decade ago. Damn near 2 decades by now. So Ari Emanuel owns the UFC. Got it. I got it, guys. Oh, yeah. Chad Johnson, when he headbutted Evelyn, boy, they cut him immediately. All the black players, black athletes, black entertainers are drugged through the mud. But Dana, boy, they are splaining for Dana. Boy, all we've seen is Dana splaining. And what's interesting, somebody who's over there at ESPN, look at what they tweeted. They were like, we've been told not to write anything incendiary on social media about the Dana White situation. And to understand why, and I've abided by that, I just ask y'all to understand that some of us at ESPN do not have as soft a take on this, on domestic violence. So they done sent a memo. Y'all better be cool on this. Man, they done sent a memo over at ESPN. Don't talk about White Daddy. Whoa. Boy, they protect each other, don't they? They stay on code, man. They done sent a memo to each other. And your girl Molly, hold on. Your girl Molly Quirim, I don't know how you pronounce her name, Kareem, Molly Kareem or Quirim or whatever, she defends Dana White. Now, remember her? Wasn't this the woman who was acting all flabbergasted over LeVar Ball when he was like, I can switch gears with you anytime? She said, let's switch gears. He said, I'll switch gears with you anytime. Oh my God. Oh, my God. I'm so violated. Oh, my God. Ain't that the same woman? Ain't that the same woman who was all, oh my God, I was virtually raped by LeVar. Oh my God. Wasn't that the woman? Oh man, and then they banned LeVar. Yeah, she was with Jalen Rose. And then they banned LeVar for coming up there. And he said, yeah, I'll shift gears with you. It wasn't sexual. They sat there and made that man a sexual predator for saying something innocent that wasn't even sexual. Yeah, LeVar Ball. Oh, boy, they stay on code, man. These people stay hella on code. And, you know, they got to get the main plantation buck, ladies and gentlemen. They had to get their main plantation buck, Stephen A. Smith. Steven is always wagging that little Sambo finger at black people. You need to get suspended. And a black person does something, boy, Stephen A. Smith is right there wagging that finger. But boy, listen to Stephen A. Smith splaining. He was splaining for Jerry Jones. Boy, he stays splaining. So now he's splaining for Dana White. Here we go. Here comes the plantation splaining, then the Dana splaining. Here we go. Hold on.
The inordinate amount of times we've had to address subjects like this. We have to maintain consistency in pointing out, you do not put your hands on a woman if you are a man. You do not do it. Dana White knows that. And, you know, all I can say is that, again, he has spoken out against men who put their hands on women before. And whatever punishment you would exact under these circumstances to somebody else is what he should apply to himself. But I love him.
I could see him doing something even stricter just because he's the leader, you know, and he's the leader of men. So just to your point, not just what's enacted to a fighter, but maybe a little stiffer because he's the head. I just want to say a couple of things. They talked about being drinking heavily.
Yeah.
When you're under the influence, not shining moments.
Family, they wrote this. Oh, now they're blaming it on the alcohol. They're blaming it on the alcohol. They're splaining. Well, drinking can lead. Oh, they don't do this with black athletes, man. They don't do that when a black athlete gets into a situation. They done smack somebody up. Well, he drank a little bit. Well, you know how people get when they drink. Oh, no. He's the leader of men. Oh, so now they're trying to blame alcohol. Boy, they cape for their people. Ray Rice, they threw Ray under the bus heavy. Oh, now they're blaming the damn liquor. They're covering for this dude, man. They stay on code, guys. Hold on. Let me play the rest. Hold on. They stay on code, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
Often people people don't make their best decisions. So in that sense, it's a cautionary tale.
Yep.
And in terms of it being an isolated incident, I've known Dana since I'm 22. I have the utmost respect for
him. Oh, it's always isolated when it's them. Oh, it's just one time. But if it's black people, oh, it's the culture. Oh, the culture of abuse. Oh, the culture of toxic masculinity. Oh, if it was the black people, it's our whole culture. But with white men, it's isolated. It's just one off. He was drunk and it wasn't even his responsibility. It was the liquor.
And I don't judge people by their worst moment. I agree with you on that.
Oh.
Part. And the other piece that I just want to say, as a woman, it was also his wife's hands on him. So no one should be putting their hands on anyone.
Oh, Lord. Boy, they get to splaining for the white man, boy. Well, the wife, she hit him first now. Okay, oh, let's unpack that for 1 minute. Well, she hit him first now. Now, remember, Rihanna hit Chris Brown first. But nobody talks about that. Nobody says that he was justified now. No. Rihanna admitted that she jumped on Chris Brown first, but oh, no, Chris, no, that don't matter. No, that don't matter. Mm-mm. When it's black, no, don't give a damn if she hits you first. You don't do nothing. Now, the white woman hits him. Well, she did. Well, she kind of deserved it now. Boy, them racial double standards are a mother, ain't it? Boy, those racial double standards, man. Hold on.
Male, female, female, male.
Well, like I said, you're absolutely right. I don't disagree. I have nothing to add other than I just think it's important that if you're going to sit on this platform, you owe it to your audience to be honest. To be honest and forthcoming. Dana White is not just somebody I know in sports, nor you. He's a friend.
Yeah.
I love him. And I just wish the best for him and his family. And, you know, he knows. He knows how wrong he was to do this. And he, you know, he knows that we're on this. He knew ahead of time because I reached out to him and let him know I would be talking about this morning. He knows that he crossed a line that he has never crossed before and that he swears he will never cross again. And he's incredibly ashamed of himself. And that's just where we are right now. So
I'm not a part of the whole cancel culture, and I don't judge people by their worst moments.
Oh, yes, you do.
And I wish the best.
Yes, you are. You are a part of cancel culture if they're black. Yes, you are. I'm not a part of cancel culture. Yeah, you canceled LeVar Ball. They banned him from coming up there. Yes, you are a part of cancel culture. You don't judge nobody by their worst moments. Stop all the white splaining. Oh, the damn splaining. The splaining is off the chain. So this is why we can't go for those racial double standards, ladies and gentlemen. Those racial double standards, we can't go for that. Speaking of racial double standard, there was a case, I want to say in Florida, where a brother who owned a store, he owned a convenience store, somebody robbed the store, and then he shot the robber, and then they charged this brother with murder, the brother who owned the store. Now, white people and non-black people, when they're shooting folks left and right, they're hailed as heroes. We're told as black folks, we can't protect ourselves from nothing. We got to stop that racial double standard nonsense. Well, we can't protect ourselves from a damn thing. Damn that. Damn that, ladies and gentlemen. But, and speaking of injustice, fam, did y'all see the story where they got these facial recognition apps that law enforcement have? They got these facial recognition things. And hold on, let me show y'all this. Where is that? They had a facial recognition error that led to the wrongful arrest of a black man. Hold on, where's the story here? Yeah, they had some kind of facial recognition technology, which we already knew how this stuff is going to air. Yeah, well, some kind of algorithm sent a Georgia man to jail for crimes in Louisiana, a state he never visited, and it renewed criticism of the technology when it comes to identifying people of color. You mean black people. I keep telling y'all, they're going to let the computers do the dirty work now. They're going to let the computers do the dirty work. So it was a brother named Randall Reed. He was arrested in DeKalb County, 28 years old. They misidentified him as a purse thief wanted for crimes in Jefferson Parish in Baton Rouge. They told me I had a warrant out in Jefferson Parish. He said, what is Jefferson Parish? I've never been to Louisiana a day in my life. They said it was for theft. So they extradited this dude to Louisiana. You dig? For something he didn't do. You know how dangerous this is, guys? This, what kind of precedence this set? And understand, family, listen. They're trying to tell us that they're going to allow robots to kill people, right? They're getting these things wrong all day, and they're telling you they're going to let robots kill people. They're trying to let robots up in the Bay Area kill people. So what if a robot runs in somebody's house and it's the wrong person? They did the facial recognition on some innocent person, but the robot had a glitch in it, and it's gunning somebody down. Yeah? That's very dangerous, man. That's some very dangerous stuff, man. I hope my brother is getting his sue game on. I hope he's suing. I hope that brother's suing 100%. And look, we got to be on top of our game, fam. We got to be on top of our game. You know, we got to look out for each other, man. We got to be codified. We got to get these off-code people out the mix, get them away from us. You know, we got to be really codified about a lot of stuff. A lot of these people with these other agendas, and I'm glad that a lot of us collectively are kind of standing up against some of the non-justice and against some of the people who are put out here to misrepresent us. We're speaking out more and more about it. Shout out to the Black family, FBA family in Chicago. Uncle Mammy, Lori Lightfoot, she sat here, and there is a Black neighborhood out there, and it's in Woodland. I'm not too familiar with that area, but it's a Black area out there in Chicago. And she opened the doors for a lot of immigrants to be housed there, a lot of illegal, undocumented immigrants to be housed there. And the Black community is like, hey, man, no, that's not cool. The FBA community is standing up saying, no, we ain't cool with that. You dropping these people off in our community like this. You didn't ask us nothing. You didn't say nothing. You just dropped these people off. We don't know these people. You don't drop them off among us. Some of these people, no telling what they're down with or whatever. Our resources are already strained. So the FBA community is speaking out. Look at this. Shout out to the brothers and sisters out here for speaking out. Hold on. Let me play the clip of this, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Let me play this clip. Hold on. Hold on.
Here because I am a child of Woodlawn. I was born and raised in Woodlawn. And I'm speaking on behalf of the people that are here and the ones that's not here, the ones that's at work and couldn't make it here. We are very disappointed in this decision that Mayor Lightfoot has made to place these migrants in our community without our permission. Mayor Lightfoot would never pull this type of thing in anyone's neighborhood.
Facts. Facts.
She would not drop off a busload of Black people in Chinatown. No. She would not drop off a busload of Black people up north.
Never.
So it's time for Mayor Lightfoot to understand we will no longer be disrespected by you, ma'am. Please withdraw your decision to put the migrants in our community. There's plenty of room in Little Village for their people. Please speak to Little Village and take them over there. We're not hating on anyone, but we're loving on Woodlawn.
Yes.
As well, we already
yes.
are struggling with the issue of fentanyl in our communities. We don't need anything else to add to the struggle
yes.
we already have. If there is a lack of resources in our community,
yes.
we don't need anyone else to come in and suck those up.
Yes.
Right. We're tired, Ms. Lightfoot. We're tired. And we will not be voting for you. Thank you.
Man, come on, sister. Come on, sister. I feel you, sister. Who is that? What's that sister's name? Can y'all get us that sister's name? We have to support that sister. She spoke nothing but facts and truth to power. whoever that sister is, find that sister's name and let's support her. The FBA community is tired, man. We can't have this thing where they're just dumping. It don't work, man. We've been dealing with that. They're dumping folks off on us, and then we have to get the brunt of all the negativity of that. And our little meager resources are being drained. That's not cool. We have a right to say, hey, we don't want folks being dumped on us. Other folks don't let us come among them. We can't be dumped off on other groups. We shouldn't have other groups dumped off on our communities like that. I am 100% with that, sister. You know? Don't use the black community as a trash receptacle. And that sister made a good point. There's already fentanyl. A lot of these people be out here trapping, bringing in dope and all of that stuff. Yeah, we don't want it. Uncle Mammy has been a mess out there in Chicago. Oh, my God. Uncle Mammy has been a mess out there. I feel that, sister. I feel her. And I'm glad more FBA people are speaking out against these tactics, these racist tactics, because this is another form of anti-black racism, dumping off people into the communities where we live, which drains our resources. It doesn't benefit us at all. And treating the black community like a trash receptacle. We've had enough of that. Yeah? And then dump them off and then give them all types of resources that's supposed to be coming to us and our brothers and sisters out here homeless and struggling. No, enough of that. Enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get ours. It's all about us, ladies and gentlemen. It is all about us 100%. And speaking of foreigners, some of the right wingers, they got them a new Sambo. They got to refresh because the new election season is coming up. So now they got to refresh their Sambos. So some of these anti-black think tanks like PragerU and others, you know, they get these Sambos and they cultivate them. And they play by the same rule book. They usually get some non-FBA tethers who don't have a camaraderie with us. And that's perfect for them because they can spew their anti-black racism for the white supremacist without any guilt on their conscience. So they got this new dude that they're wheeling around. I forgot what his name is, but I got a clip of the guy. So he's been all on Twitter talking about, let me find a clip of the guy. Let me find so I can put everything in the right context. Excuse me. Let me find the tweet of this guy so I can put everything right here. So the Xavier Durasol, this guy right here. So he's up here tweeting stuff like this, trying to denigrate us. Look at this. So he's been on a Sambo roll. The woman on the left freed my ancestors from the Democratic plantation. The woman on the right, who is Candace Owens, freed me from the Democrat plantation. Okay, stop. So he's up here talking about Harriet Tubman freed him and all that. And he's been doing this gaslighting and samboing against Foundation of Black Americans, trying to act like one of us, trying to basically be a $5 FBA. And people start pulling his paperwork. See, that's the great thing about us. We're starting to look at people's paperwork. So people started pulling his paperwork, started looking into him. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Who is this Negro? Where did he come from? And why is he cooning so hard? So people start pulling his paperwork up, found out this guy's actually Haitian. Found out this dude is a Haitian dude. And then when called out, he tried to deny it and tried to do some splaining and then did a video first denying it and then admitting that his family was Haitian and then did some tether splaining about his lineage that didn't make no damn sense. So he got caught red-handed being a lying tether. Everybody saw the guy and immediately knew, hey, wait a minute, this nigga ain't one of us. We saw this dude and everybody knew, no, he ain't up, hairline, nope, cooning, samboing. Nope, this is not one of us. So let me play the clip of him splaining once he got outed as a foreign tether. All right, this is him tether-splaining. Hold on. And there's a little sassiness there. He's a little sassy, but hold on. Hold on.
You incompetent roaches are not about to sit here and gaslight me about my own race. Let me give you context since you want to sit here and lie on me. When I made the tweet over a year ago and I said that I am from Haiti, it was a joke. If you looked at the context of the tweet and you use your ability to read and think and you look at the time period we were talking about, we were discussing the fact that the Biden administration wanted to give money to illegal immigrants. So my friend said something and I jumped in. I was like, you know what? I'm from Haiti too. Send me the money. I have never even pretended like I was actually from Haiti. I've never even at any point been to Haiti. I'm from Chicago. So for you to sit here and try to gaslight me about that is ridiculous. But if you want to go to the point of when I said I'm Haitian American, yes, if I'm anything predominantly, I am mostly Haitian. My dad's side of the family generations ago came from Haiti. But within that time period.
Okay, did you see that? First, he tried to lie. I ain't Haitian. I'm from Chicago. I'm not a Haitian. I was born in Chicago. See how they do that tether pivot? Hold on. Hold on.
Chicago. Wait. Even pretended like I was actually from Haiti.
See, they try to be slick with the wording. Well, I'm not from Haiti. I never said I was from. No. You're Haitian, dude. Your family is Haitian, fool. Don't try to play no word games. He think he's going to play some word games. No, dude, you're Haitian. You're an anchor baby, dude. Yeah, he's hiding that hairline now because we saw that hairline. People saw that hairline and said, oh, hell no. Oh, yeah, all that roaches and all that talk. Hold on.
I've never even at any point been to Haiti. I'm from Chicago. So for you to sit here and try to gaslight me about that is ridiculous. But if you want to go to the point of when I said I'm Haitian American, yes, if I'm anything predominantly, I am mostly Haitian. My dad's side of the family generations ago came from Haiti. But within that time period, most of my genetics on that side have continued to be a combination of French, Haitian, and Creole. But there are some African Americans within my genetics, and I'm not about to walk through my whole family tree with you.
Because you're about to start lying. Because you have to flesh your lie out.
Because it's not your business. Same thing on my mom's side. My mom's side of the family is mostly indigenous, black, and Native American. But there are African Americans in that family tree as well.
What is this Sambo tether talking about? That didn't make no sense. He's just babbling. He's making it up as he go along, guys.
And I'm not about to walk through my whole family tree with you because it's not your business. Same thing on my mom's side. My mom's side of the family is mostly indigenous, black, and Native American. But there are African Americans in that family tree as well. But what you have continued to do this entire time is deflect from the real issue that we were talking about. We were talking about reparations. You're sitting here talking about if I'm qualified as a black American instead of actually talking about what I said when it comes to reparations. Just because you are entitled and you are lazy doesn't mean that it's other people's responsibility to cater to your entitlement and give you the money out of their pockets. Why are you expecting,
like we did with your family when they fled here,
white people who have nothing to do with the slavery that happened?
Hold on, let me play it again.
Just because you are entitled and you are lazy doesn't mean that it's other people's responsibility to cater to your entitlement and give you the money out of their pockets. Why are you expecting white people who have nothing to do with the slavery that happened generations ago to give you their money? That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. Black people have been equal in this country for so long. You have the ability to be successful. You have the ability to go out there and start a business and make a generational impact going forward. But you're so focused on behind you because you don't want to look in the mirror and recognize that you are the reason that you're not as successful as you want to be. You'd rather blame white people because that's an easy scapegoat for you.
Okay, Lord. So, you know, plenty of splaining and tether babbling. And I tweeted and asked him, well, okay, since you're pointing the finger telling us about success, why aren't you doing anything about the country your family fled from? How come y'all didn't make that successful? You're xenophobic, Tyreek. So we got this tether out the paint real quick. Yeah, we got him out the paint real quick. Yeah, we already know at this point when we see them babbling, we hear the talking points. And this is why we've been delineating, guys. This is why we've been like, hey, it's all about FBA when it comes to us getting our tangibles. We can't have these folks with these dual allegiances representing us. This is the reason why. This is the reason why. You don't come from a fleeing culture and then come wag your finger about what the hell we should be doing. You dig? There's always some people who ain't qualified for reparations talking down on reparations. You ain't qualified to get it. And you fled from your responsibility from getting it from the people who colonized your homeland. You dig? So there's a lot of contempt that we have the guts to stand up as foundational Black Americans to get what's rightfully ours. It's not white people's money. That money was generated from the wealth from our labor. All right? The white people's money came from Black people's labor that was unpaid. You understand? That is our money, ladies and gentlemen. That's our paper that we're trying to get. We're trying to get a debt that's owed, and we ain't fleeing from it. Stay out of FBA business, man. My cousin auntie is Native Black and mixed with some African American and Creole. No, stop it. That's tether babble. That is tether babble. Yeah? But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. See, this is why, man, a lot of folks, they got an issue with us standing up for ours. Because we are putting respect on our own name, man. Your name is very important. And us as foundational Black Americans, we're standing up and making people respect our name. Put some respect on our name. That's why people go out of their way to try to sully our name. See, whenever Black people do something progressive, there's always a concerted effort to try to sully it, especially with a lot of Black entertainers. But look at the white entertainers like Dana White. Look how they get on code to not have his name sullied. Now, they got another documentary about R. Kelly. This is about the fifth one, I think. Black entertainers, boy, they make sure your name is synonymous with degeneracy. You make any misstep, you do anything in your life, they're going to make sure that your name is soiled if you're a Black person. I want y'all to understand the science of that. The white supremacists are very good at trying to sully somebody's name who's Black. But as we see with Dana White, all the Dana splaining, they're not going to sully Dana. They've been out here splaining for this man. Well, it was a little liquor. His wife did hit him first. We're not going to judge him by his worst moment. Jerry Jones, well, he was there at a Jim Crow protest where they were harming Black people, but he was just there looking. He was a young guy at the time. They're not going to sully his name. You dig? See, we better understand the importance of your name. Having a name that resonates. You see, this is why I'm always attacked. People are trying to always attack me with a lot of defamatory stuff, because I'm a very, very well-respected person globally. My track record is impeccable, so you have to have the Alphabet Boys put their minions out there to put misinformation and to flood the zone with a lot of misinformation, which falls flat because people are intelligent enough to see that for what it is. You see, the name is very important. And when there's a Black person who is respected, you know, they gotta denigrate their name. Just, yeah, our good brother Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is one of the nicest people on the planet, man. Nick is one of the most stand-up brothers you will ever meet. Nick Cannon is a phenomenal brother, man. Gracious brother. And you saw how they tried to denigrate our brother with some guilt by association. They try to do that with all of us. They try to do that with all of us. But the thing is, they understand there's power in the name, in a name that has respect. There's power in it. Family, when you do business, most of the places you do business with are family names. You see? Most of the places you do business with, they're family names. These names become household brands, and that empowers them. You know? Somebody asked me something about at our museum, we got a mural, and I'm going to be on one of the murals, and somebody was like, why are you putting yourself on the mural? Well, hell, I could have put my name, which I should have put my name in the damn museum title, but I said the title would have been too long. But yeah, I'll have my image somewhere in the museum because I was one of the people who was very instrumental in putting it together and building it. You understand? So that's a legacy for my family as well and for the community. So most people, the Getty Museum, that's named after a person. Most museums are named after people. So they're going to have their name or their likeness somewhere around that museum. In fact, most businesses, if you look at them, they're named after people. When you go get a hamburger and go to McDonald's, that's a family. You understand? When you go get a burger at Wendy's, that's what's the owner's daughter. That's his daughter. And the likeness of the girl, that's his daughter. Wendy's is a real girl. That's a real woman. When you go to the bank, you go to Wells Fargo, those are two people. Those are family names. Wells and Fargo, those are two guys who are family members. Who are that's the name of their families. You dig? These are family names. Yeah? Walgreens, that's a family name. You understand? These are family names when you look at these things, when you look at these people. Walt Disney, that's a person. J.P. Morgan, that's a person. Procter & Gamble, those are two people. Your everyday household products, man. You dig? I'm saying this to explain the importance of a name. I'm putting this into a bigger thing here. Mercedes, right? Ford, you drive a Ford. That's Henry Ford. That's the family name. You dig? Rockefeller. Johnson & Johnson, a name is important. And when you speak a name and you show reverence to a name on a daily basis, you empower that. Heinz Ketchup, that's a name. Gucci is a name. Ferrari is a name. That's a family name. Yeah? So we have to understand as Black people, we got to start understanding the importance of having respect on our name. That's what I'm, yeah, Baskin and Robin, that's a name. Smith and Wesson, that's a name. That's a family. That's a family name. These are families. Simon and Schuster, who I had a book deal with, I still, one of my books by Simon and Schuster, they gave me a big bag to put out one of my books. That's a family. Yeah? These are families. You make sure that family legacy has some respect on it. Versace, that's a name. Tesla, that's a name. That's a family. Yeah? Adidas, Kellogg's, yep. Chrysler, DuPont, the DuPont family, big money. Yeah? Ben and Jerry, those are people. Kraft, those are people. Dole Pineapples, that's the family. Got a big pineapple farm out there in Hawaii that I take my family to. Famous Amos. Now, you made a good point. Now, Famous Amos, now, let me show y'all. They flipped on Famous Amos. Famous Amos made some cookies, and these were popping cookies. These cookies were delicious. They were loved worldwide, and then they finagled him out of his brand. See, when it was a Black person building his name, he was building his name, building his legacy. Then all of a sudden they were like, oh, no, we can't let that happen. So they finagled Wally Amos out of his cookie company where he can't even use his real name no more. He can't put out cookies using his own picture. Well, he can under another name, though, because I went to Hawaii. He lives out there. He has something now called the Famous Cookie Company, I think. But he can't use his name. Hershey's, that's a family. Koch brothers, Ralph Lauren. You know? Calvin Klein, that's a family name. They straight stole Famous Amos. That man can't even use his own damn name on a cookie no more. You see? So us creating our name, putting respect on the name, and having the name honored is very important. That's why so many people are desperate to denigrate who we are as foundational Black Americans. That's why there's a desperate need to try to denigrate it, you see. But the name is very important. Because when you're a Black person and you start speaking out, they'll do things to sully your name. They'll start trying to blacklist you. Back in the day, they would just straight up blacklist artists like Paul Robeson, a phenomenal brother who spoke out against injustice. So they just blackballed him and he couldn't work in Hollywood for a minute. They did the same thing with Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt spoke out against the war, and then they blacklisted her. The CIA started putting out stories against Eartha Kitt. So some of y'all might not know who Eartha Kitt is. The older people will know. She was most famous for playing Catwoman in the 60s show Batman. Also, she was in the Boomerang movie that came out in the like 92, 93, one of my favorite movies. She played Lady Eloise. She did a phenomenal job in that role. So yeah, I heard Paula Abdul stole something from somebody. I forgot what it was. Yeah, she was in Boomerang, one of my favorite movies. But yeah, they do that with us. They'll try to blacklist us and try to denigrate us and sully our names. So this is why it's important that we have to put respect on it. We have to really put respect on it. Excuse me. Yeah, the Cookie Kahuna. Yeah, that's the name of it now. Yeah, they didn't do that to Mrs. Fields. See, they allowed them to build generational wealth and pass that legacy down. They stopped Famous Amos. Oh, no, you ain't about to pass that down, nigga. We gonna get that. We gonna pass that down to our family. See, this is why we gotta have networking incubators of people working with each other. This is why we're doing the FBA Expo down there in Dallas so that Black business people and Black business-minded people and people who want to support Black business-minded people, we can all be on the same page with each other, looking out for each other, making sure that we're good. It's so imperative that we get together and do business with each other, man. It's so imperative that we get together and do business with each other, man, because we shouldn't have to 100% be dependent on the dominant society. Yeah, Howard Johnson. I mean, look, most of the stuff you deal with is a family name. Hilton Hotel, that's a family. You know? You know, it's a family. The movie theaters, Lowe's Movie Theater, that's a family. The Lowe's family, that's a family. I mean, most of the stuff you do, that's a family. You dig? So we got to understand the game there. And watch the little slick stuff they do, because they always try to do things to minimize us. They'll do things. Did y'all see, speaking of disrespect, did y'all see the Rolling Stones list of the top 200 greatest singers of all times? Man, when I say this list was so damn disrespectful, I sat on this. I almost didn't want to talk about this disrespectful ass list. Family, and I'm not going to, some of this stuff, it's so, this list has no credibility. This list was so damn disrespectful. Look, let me show y'all some of the stuff on this list. This list is beyond disrespectful, family. Hold on. So this is Rolling Stone, 200 best singers of all time. So I'm just going through partial list here. At number 87, they got Diana Ross. 86 got Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson at 86 as one of the best singers of all times? Really? Michael Jackson was a phenomenal singer. Michael Jackson was a phenomenal singer. And look, under Michael Jackson, higher than Michael Jackson rather, not under, but higher than Michael Jackson, Johnny Cash? I don't know who that person is. Amy Winehouse rates higher than Michael Jackson? What kind of crack are y'all smoking? What are you talking about? Amy Winehouse rates higher than Mike. Let's go to some of the other people that rated higher than Michael Jackson. Tina Turner, whatever. Mick Jagger? Are you insane? Mick Jagger? Come on. Who else? Let me go through this list. And what's interesting, they didn't even have Charlie Wilson on this list. I thought that was, Charlie Wilson ain't even on the list. That's one of the greatest singers of all times. Yeah, Toni Braxton at number 48. I liked Linda Ronstadt better than Michael Jackson. What are you talking about? Okay, Ella Fitzgerald, James Brown. Okay. Ariana Grande. Are y'all on crack? They got Teddy P, number 42. So who else we got here? I'm looking at the list. Kurt Cobain, better than Teddy Pendergrass and Michael Jackson? Kurt Cobain rate higher than Teddy Pendergrass, Michael Jackson, and James Brown? Are you on crack? All right. David Bowie? You got Luther. Hank Williams rate higher than Luther? Are you on meth mixed with fentanyl? Okay. Got Chaka Khan. Dolly Parton rates higher than Chaka Khan. Mahalia Jackson. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't take it. I can't take it seriously. The disrespect just... Yeah, dude. Where was Prince on there? They had Prince. What number was Prince? Hold on. Let me look at the list. Where was Prince? Prince was, hold on. Because Prince was on there. Okay, yeah, Prince was number 16. Okay, let's look at, hold on. Let me go back to it. Since we're already into the fuckery, let me just go back to it real quick. So they got Prince is 16. Prince at number 16. Then Bob Dylan. Freddie Mercury over Prince? Is it heroin y'all smoking? Are y'all shooting heroin? Patsy Cline? Better than Prince? Luther? Michael Jackson? James Brown? John Lennon? A better singer than Prince? Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Mavis Staples, Chaka Khan. Is it cocaine? Little Richard, okay. Al Green, I can give that. Otis Redding. So when it gets into the top 10, it gets a little more accurate. Okay. I ain't got a problem with some of these in the top 10. Ray Charles, I ain't got a problem with that. Mariah, I ain't got a problem with that. Billy, ain't got a problem with that. Sam Cooke, ain't got a problem with that. Whitney, ain't got a problem with that. Aretha, I ain't really got a problem with that. All this, when anything, all this stuff, starting at John Lennon, right? At everything else after this, after Little Richard, everything else is problematic. All right? Everything else after Little Richard is problematic. I'm starting to think they were damn near trolling on this list. That don't make no damn sense. Yeah, but again, this is what they do. They try to credential all of these other people over us. Number one was Aretha Franklin. All right. Now, Michael was phenomenal, man. I still look at old Michael Jackson performance videos now, and you don't have that kind of showmanship. Go look at the Victory Tour from 1984. Oh, Michael then was showing out, man. You don't see that kind of showmanship. Michael was on top of his game. Michael has always performed better when he was with his brothers. You know, there was almost like a friendly competition there. So Michael always showed out when he was with his brothers, man. Phenomenal performance. Go look at some old footage of the Victory Tour from 1984. You want to see some real showmanship? Yeah. But yeah, they didn't even have Charlie Wilson on that list, dude. And Charlie Wilson is one of the greatest singers we got out here now. You know? But, you know, this is why we got to put respect on our name and make other people put respect on our name. You dig? And check these $5 FBAs that's popping up. and these people who try to pretend to be a part of our culture, like your girl Kamala. And I hate to get on Kamala, guys. Kamala's husband, he posted this the other day. Hold on. Yeah, for New Year's. And Kamala kills me with her trying to pretend she's a part of FBA culture. This is y'all girl Kamala. This is her and Zaddy cooking up the traditional greens, black-eyed peas, and cornbread and a pot of rice. Happy New Year. If y'all don't stop. If y'all don't damn stop. Lord. This woman grew up in an East Indian household. You know good and well there's some curry goat and some hummus and some flatbread up in there. Ain't no damn greens and no black-eyed peas. If y'all don't stop. You know good and well you got some baklava and some injera up in there. If y'all don't damn stop. Get y'all girl, man. Boy, y'all girl be lying her ass off, don't she? That ain't no deal. Traditional my ass. Get your ass out of here. Man, get you some jasmine rice and some goat milk and get the hell out my damn face. Girl, if you don't get some goat milk and get the hell on out of here and stop lying. Y'all girl be doing the most, boy. Y'all ski-wee be doing the damn most. Anyway, man, let me get out of here, man. Anyway, guys, don't forget, and I appreciate everybody for coming in, man, because it's late. We're here doing our thing. Go to FBAExpo.com. Get your tickets for the FBA Expo coming to Dallas May 27th. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Also, go to FBAStream.com to watch all the movies and be ready for the new Bucci Bear episode coming up next week and the new movie American Maroon that's coming in February as well. So get on board. Join FBAStream.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, let's go back to that. Somebody said, that's what I said. Y'all took the thoughts right out of my head. Them beans look bland as hell, don't they? Boy, them beans look unseasoned like a mug, don't they? Them beans look seasoned. The greens don't look seasoned right. That don't look right. The pot don't look like that. Look like they done ordered that shit from Marie Callender's and just put it out there on the table. It just don't sit right, do it? Them beans don't look right. Them beans look like they got some curry sauce in there or something. Them beans don't sit right. Something ain't right with them damn beans. I noticed that too. Them beans don't look. So when we look at certain soul food, you know, it look kind of tasty. That shit look like stovetop stuffing. That like some shit you got out of a box. That don't look good. You don't get the hell out of here. Anyway, let me get out of here, man. I be here all day clowning. Much respect to y'all, man. I'm glad y'all came in, man. Much respect. Papi Akute, Lola Vuve to the family, man. Y'all be good. I'ma holler.